Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern type coast. If you're listening to us live, if it's not, then you might be listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7 for your ear holes at crabdiving.com/live, or perhaps you have downloaded us as a podcast or at iTunes, at Stitcher, or perhaps at crabdiving.com. Welcome, everyone. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. We're contending with all kind of technological bullshit today. We're on Periscope.
We're on Periscope. Periscopers, hi, hello, sorry, we haven't addressed you yet. What's going on? We're streaming live from Los Angeles, California to the listeners, and we're also on that Periscope thing on the Twitter. Follow our Twitter feed at Crab Diving is the way to do it, and we're also Crab Diving C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G on the Periscope. Joining us today in studio on a Liquid U Tuesday is none other than very funny. Are you following us on Twitter right now? Are you following us on Periscope? Are you live streaming us? Mr. David Rosenberg.
I'm looking at naked pictures.
Of? What species?
Of your mother.
Face.
Of your mom?
Louise isn't on the internet. That's gross.
Can you talk into the mic?
Yeah, there's a microphone type thing that picks up your voice.
This setup is awful. Also,
it's not awful.
Also, Ryan holds the iPad up to his ear to listen to it because he's dumb and old.
Fuck you.
It's one of those newfangled ear horns, right?
Hey, what would you say? What'd you say?
Is this a phonoscope? Is this a kaleidoscope? Can I look in here and look at pretty pictures?
We lost Ryan. I insulted Ryan. He left. Yeah.
Fuck off. We're going to be here, like I said, live for the next couple of hours. Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. Call us.
Ring a ding.
We might try to fuck with the Skype.
Do you guys think you can manage to pick up the phone and do all of this?
No.
Yes,
that's why
we absolutely can. Yeah, How dare you?
You guys are tech savvy.
Yeah, that's why I said might. But give it a shot. What the fuck? 323-601-5427.
We're recording this on a Play School microphone and two Tandy 5000s.
Three.
How dare you?
How dare you? This is
your band.
Very nice.
Get
equipment.
Out.
323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
If you feel like spelling that shit out or on the Skype, we're crab diving. Crab diving everywhere, mofos. Spread the crabs, share the crabs, love the crabs.
If you're on a ColecoVision, you can probably play this as well.
ColecoVision?
Yeah, I had one. I sold it. I had a vintage one. I didn't get enough money for it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was unopened. Yeah, long story.
How old are you?
I'm younger than you two old fucks.
True.
I don't know if there's a swearing network.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck away.
Nah, that's not a thing I get to do.
Could you put your penis back, Rosenberg?
Yeah.
Can we have a
Periscope
live
audience?
Can we televise me having sex? That's a thing the viewers want to see. Do I have any viewers?
Yes.
How many people are watching right now on Periscope?
Well,
besides us,
that many.
I can't tell. I can't see. From
So anyway, sorry. We got all kinds of stuff going on here. In the nation, of course, we're going to take a few swings at right-wing nutjobbery, bullshittery, ass-baggery, fuckwad-itude.
Fuckwattitude.
And everything else that is going on, I guess, as always,
yes,
we could see what's going on in the headlines.
Yay.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
What's happening now?
There's music playing for those of us with headphones on.
Put your headphones on.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Los Angeles, California, it's time for the headlines.
Headlines.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm the headlines voice sound guy.
We like to see what's going on the commie pinko liberal
defeat.
Huffington Post.
It's not.
It's a fet. It's pronounced a fet.
Is it really?
Yeah, you goddamn high school dropout. It's a fet. E-F-F-E-T-E.
I'm a junior college dropout.
Is it really? Man, that just gets better and better.
Right.
I'm a junior college dropout.
Right.
E-F-F-E-T-E. Oops, there's too many.
It's
got a long E.
Right.
Effete.
No, a fet. It's pronounced a fet.
But that's the long E.
I can't see from here, goddammit.
It says it's the long E thingy.
Click on, like, pronounce.
Pronounce. Anyway, the headlines over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
We'd already said it.
As that's loading, is yes. Gone! All in red letters. That dude, bladder dude, bailed on FIFA.
Yeah, 3 days after getting reelected.
Right. And claiming he was having so much fun.
Yeah, he was the man
I really
to clean
like
it
you
up.
Guys.
He was the man to clean it up.
Right. He's bailed, resigned as the FIFA chief. He's under investigation by the FBI.
Yes.
Is he? Is that what it says?
It says under investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Plus, the dude is 79.
He's up there.
Right? Just right. Retire. Sit at your beach house somewhere in the south of France.
Do you think he still plays?
Plays soccer?
Yeah, do you
or
think
plays
he still
with-
plays?
23-year-old women. I'm sure he plays with 23-year-old women.
Right. Goes to the island of that island that
the Bill island
Clinton went to.
Oh right. God. Oh God, no.
The Bunga Bunga Island.
Oh God, no. Oh, Bunga Bunga parties. I love those. That was Sergio Berlusconi. He had Bunga Bunga parties.
Oh yeah. In his but didn't Berlusconi have a secret cave where he had like a getaway vessel?
What?
Yeah.
You're thinking of the leader of Spectre.
No, Berlusconi.
I think you're thinking of Cobra Commander.
Don't tell me what I'm thinking of. Berlusconi had a secret lair, didn't he, with a secret entrance? Did I dream that
Berlusconi
shit
Berlusconi had a
I don't know.
A
I don't,
bat
I don't,
cave.
I don't
or
remember
a,
if he did. Or I just remember his bunga
beaver
bunga
cave.
Parties.
He had a cave with a like a grotto,
right,
which was a giant swimming pool type of deal, and it was a cave.
Oh,
that
nice.
They used to hang out and pass underage girls around.
Like a Hollywood party.
Berlusconi had underage girls, or was it just
17,
Epstein?
The one that he was finally right. He was first charged with. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was you know, Duck Dynastying it or
that's a mess.
Or whatever.
Right.
Oh,
Duggering it.
There's the do you want to talk about FIFA? I'm just happy to see soccer fall.
Did you hear that, by the way?
What was that?
Effete.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's how you say it, dude.
It's a fet.
Do you know what Rosenberg does for a living? He's a tutor.
I don't do much for a living right now.
An English tutor?
Yeah, he's a comedian, of course.
Yeah.
But in his spare time, he tutors. And he thinks he knows how that you're pronouncing.
I've never heard it pronounced effete.
Well, it's a foreign word.
I'm sure in French you would pronounce it a fet.
I hope some rich kid in Hollywood whose parents are paying you an arm and a leg to tutor them doesn't. They don't have to use it fit or effete on an SAT or something.
It is only one T. It's two F's and one T.
Right, but it should be a fet.
But that would be
E-T-T-E. God damn it.
Don't you like baguette?
Right. Yeah, I understand. I know how to speak things, but okay, I'm surprised by this. I keep hitting my nose in the microphone. It's been a long life.
Anyway.
FIFA, do you want to talk about it?
We haven't really talked about it that much on the show. We don't
care much?
Yeah,
we're
Americans.
And we're Americans.
Yeah,
I'm just happy to see
the rest of the world.
I'm just happy to see a soccer scandal. But they've been talking that this thing was horribly corrupt for years.
Yeah,
just horribly, horribly corrupt for years.
And but, Putin piped in last week just to stick his nose in things and
nipples.
Say that
the Americans, yes. Nipples first.
The Americans have no jurisdiction here.
Was he shirtless?
He probably was shirtless. he was probably flying a little mini plane as well. He's a man.
Flanked by a couple of giant
right.
blonde guards.
Oh, yeah, totally.
He's got to be a real asshole to deal with sometimes at parties. Like, well, what happens when he gets drunk? Does he have to wrestle or something like that?
I'm sure he likes wrestling at parties.
I hate that.
And it gets upset if he loses. You probably have to take a fall if you're going to wrestle Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At
yeah.
a Kremlin party.
Oh, yeah. Never let the Wookiee win. Yeah.
I brought Twister
for your nipples. Nipple Twister.
No, then Twister. Like,
do you know how much money that guy's worth? He's worth like $40 to $60 billion. Oh,
that's God. Weird. I don't understand that because his wealth. He's a public servant.
Yeah.
I
mean, you know.
How did he earn that? Did
I don't
he
know.
Climb up from nothing?
Funnels it all. It's just a rich elite that runs Russia, and they just give each other the contracts and make gajillions upon gajillions of dollars off.
And it. That's different from America.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at least our politicians aren't racking up billions of dollars while in office.
Right. They're just buggering people while they teach wrestling.
We haven't seen them shirtless.
Oh, yeah.
Very That's often.
You know what I heard on NPR this morning? Please kick me in the balls. I hate when people say that.
I'm so much better than you while you're listening to Honey Boo Boo.
Let me tell you something, stupid. Moscow. They were talking about Moscow's amazing subway system.
Really?
Stalin dug it. And they're talking about lots of work people, lots of slaves. Like
they're saying that it's run well these days?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's supposed to be a marvel because it's so extensive. But the tunnels were dug by...
How it got there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not nice, right?
No, not at all. Yesterday, Dave, we talked about how Bush, a lot of people consider Bush to be worse than Stalin.
It's college.
Which is insane, worldwide, right?
Ridiculous.
There was a worldwide poll done, and they asked college kids. They gave them 40 names, and it's... A lot of the names are just odd. You wouldn't even think would be even fucking in there. Princess Diana, Christ's sake, was one of the ones on this list of 40 people through history. Jesus was on there.
Oh, Jesus.
And Mother Teresa.
Yeah, well, okay.
And they put fucking Princess Diana in there. Anyway.
Who was useless and didn't do a thing.
Heroes and villains.
But looked very
pretty. What about landmines?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, she did some stuff for landmines. I concede on that point.
But in the list of these...
Everyone makes a big deal about a pretty chick that wouldn't have talked to them.
This weird list of 40 arbitrary people... it was like Hitler,
right?
Paul
Lynn,
Osama bin Laden was second. Paul Lynn. I don't remember who the fuck was third.
Jar Jar Binks,
some other heinous asshole.
No, it was.
And then George Bush was fourth.
Genghis Khan.
Oh, Genghis Khan. George Bush was fourth, and then Stalin, and then Mao.
Right.
Really?
In list of evil. Yeah. So college kids, they're thinking the gift of time glosses over the heinousness.
Well, look how effective the liberal media is that we convinced college kids that Bush was and we convinced the world that Bush was outranked Stalin in terms of
I think
evil.
Bush did a good job of convincing a lot of the rest of the world that
well,
he
was that's true,
up
but
there.
Stalin was probably responsible for 20 million deaths.
Right, far more sheer numbers.
Oh yeah, totally far more sheer numbers.
But college kids
there was more social media then though.
College kids are
get away with more.
They're stupid.
You know what? Most people are just stupid.
Right.
That's very true.
I mean, didn't we see, wasn't there a study that somebody polled a bunch of kids in Mississippi and they said if the South were to secede today, that the majority of the college kids in Mississippi would side with the South?
Oh, good Lord.
There was a significant
something like that,
percentage
right?
to be disturbing, yeah.
Or they didn't think the North had a decisive victory in the Civil War or something. Like
the War of Northern Aggression.
Right.
Please. Make sure you call it what it should
it's
be.
It's the Civil War.
Right.
Right. It's the Civil War.
You don't think it's the War of Northern Aggression?
No, I'm from the North. We won the war.
We kicked your ass.
It was over a combination of slavery and states' rights. That's what it was.
You are not a white supremacist. Is this correct?
I guess I'm not a white supremacist.
You don't have no T-shirt with the Confederate flag on?
Dude, I'm a Jew from Connecticut. Of course not. So, no, my family was actually sitting in some shtetl in Krebsville, Greater Russia at that point. Anyways. We didn't get over here for another 50 years.
Are you Russian?
No, I'm not Russian. I'm Jewish. But my family was from the old Eastern European shithole that came over around World War One, before and after World War One.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
During that wave of emigration. Do you guys want to talk about emigration to the United States at the turn of the 19th century?
Mexicans!
We'll be talking about antebellum reconstruction of the economic process.
We're going to get so many listeners because we're talking about 1867 Mississippi.
Yeah, if anybody on Periscope is jacking off to this show, please relax, okay?
Our regular listeners are like, when are they going to say fuck again?
You guys have regular listeners?
We do,
motherfucker. You.
Is it Rick?
No.
I mean, I like who? Rick.
It's lots of people.
What are you talking about? We get hundreds of downloads.
Yeah, it could be a lot of people named Rick.
Oh, Lord.
We're huge in the Middle East.
I don't think
honestly,
that's true at all.
No, we are. We get lots of downloads.
You're huge in the Middle East?
We get lots of downloads in Yemen.
Pakistan. We get an odd number of...
Really?
We have an odd number of... I think it's from our wrestling days when we were on that wrestling network.
And we do a Taliban
somehow
segment.
Somehow we picked up a bunch of...
Pakistani wrestlers. There's a bunch of guys in a Abbottabad who are like, this is good shit.
Right? Yes.
I'm not going to fuck my goat this afternoon. I'm going to.
What about the Iron Sheik? Driving.
I don't. Yeah. I wasn't a wrestling person.
He was Iranian.
Yeah.
The Iron Sheik.
Persian.
Are you saying that maybe this show is leading to a reduction in goat buggery?
Yes.
In Asia?
I could do anything with my life, it's to make sure that no one has sex with goats ever again.
Oh, gross.
The goats are like...
The goats want it.
I'm not getting any action anymore.
Goats want to see the way they dress.
Yeah, you ever had sex with a goat? They get good.
So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post.
Sweet.
Apparently the biggest news in liberal land...
That boat fell.
Is the fact that that bladder has there was a boat that
bladder.
Fell. But first, we'll get to the Drudge Report. We like to give equal time.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's on Drudge Report?
So let's dial our clocks back. Oh, your IQ's down a couple hundred points.
Which spy bill did they?
And let us finish the promo that we always do for the.
Relax.
I'm sorry.
You're on our show, okay?
I apologize.
Congress. On the Drudge Report, dumb it down, everybody. We go over to the Drudge Report and see what the idiots are reading and what the dummies are thinking.
Tell me about the wabbits, George.
Congress approves the spy bill. Apparently, they're I don't know, Alex Jonesing a little bit about the fact that...
I listen to Alex Jones sometimes at night. That guy's crazy. No way, really. Oh, yeah, it sounds like he has a coronary.
Oh, yeah, what's it going to be? I mean, it's a false flag operation.
Agenda 21 is real.
What do you think of Building 7?
I think it just fell.
Really? But what about the physics?
Maybe parts of a plane.
Here's why I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Because in the 90s, all the right-wing conspiracy theorists, they were like, FEMA and the Black Hawk helicopters, but it's FEMA. We're gonna all be in FEMA camps, right? And then Katrina hits, and what does FEMA do? They just shit the bed hard, right?
Right.
Like, remember the head of FEMA was a former horse trainer.
Brownie Charles Brown,
and he was a former like horse manager. And they did a horrible job, and thousands of people died. So it just there's nothing like that. There's no secret behind the scenes.
They're not that efficient.
Most people are actually really bad at their job. They
the
can't
tunnels under
like
Walmart.
No, what
in Texas?
I don't think that's a real thing.
Yes, it is.
I don't
you know,
think that's real at all.
Obama is taking over Texas with Jade Helm 15.
Goddamn
it!
Just a practice. They gotta run. They gotta run training exercises all the time. That's how it works.
But they designated Texas as the bad guys.
Well, it's a huge
swath
of land. Fine.
I think at Rosie Pigs is saying our government isn't smart enough.
Yeah. Most people aren't smart enough to pull anything off. We just kind of plod along as a species.
Yeah.
So
how sad.
Well, it just makes me feel better about the state of my life. But in most...
Really?
Yeah.
But why?
this is the highlight of my day, guys. I shouldn't say that. This is a great time. Hi, four listeners in Pakistan.
We get it. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Assalamu alaikum to our listeners.
Don't alienate your key demographic.
Right. You know
four liberals in Pakistan are like, this is my jam.
You know what just dawned on me? I didn't disable the location thing on.
What? Are the missiles going to hit us?
They're going to come find us right now.
Yeah, they're going to find us.
You can tell within a couple of blocks of where Crab Diving Studios are.
Yeah, you totally can. We're the three white guys in the middle of K-Town.
Congress on Tuesday approved sweeping changes to the surveillance laws. You know, the ironically named Patriot Act.
Yes.
that they're, I guess, pulling the NSA's nose out of our assholes just about a millimeter. They're saying they're getting rid of the disputed bulk phone records collecting program.
Oh.
But they're going to replace it with something else.
Sweet.
Which is more restrictions on making the phone companies hang on to the records.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, then you don't have anything to hide.
Right.
You don't have anything to worry about.
It was so disturbing. There was a... they were walking around Times Square, which, granted, isn't going to give you a buffet of rocket scientry.
I'm a rocket scientry.
Times Square is just like White Trashville, USA.
They asked a bunch of people walking around Times Square, would you be okay giving up, you know, privacy for security? And most of them were like, oh, well, yeah. And a couple of them said, well, I don't, one guy said, I don't care if they, you know, they can even listen into my phone calls. I don't have anything to hide.
What an asshole.
I mean, okay, fine.
Yeah, right. You resigned. You've given up.
I resigned to this creep of the security state. It's just not, it's just, I apologize. I know I'm a bad liberal, but it's just not something that really excites me.
It doesn't? You're not all fired up about that one?
I just don't get fired up about it. I do get amused watching the right attack each other over it.
Right.
Because there'll be libertarians of the Rand Paul sort are like, this is the worst thing in the world! And then there are other ones who are like, we desperately need this.
Right.
And so they just, you know, hate each other over it. But, okay, well, fine.
Like, you know, the whole little McConnell versus Rand Paul slapfest that just went on.
Yeah. Do you think
Mitch McConnell, blah, blah, blah,
you know, think the libs blah, 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 blah. Go to Rand Paul or the Democrats? Do you think they go to him and they're like, listen, we like where you're coming from on this NSA shit. But can you help us out with this right-wing nut job bullshit, all the Jesus stuff?
Yeah,
on your side? I mean,
well, but the thing is, he's a libertarian in that regard. We don't need to fix it. It's fine. I don't know how to do things. But he's also very right-wing on a lot of things, right? He's still a Republican.
Oh, sure.
Right.
And he's a little Jesus-y, too.
He is a bit Jesus-y. He always had, or for years, had that white supremacist on staff. Look up, just for fun, check out who he's certified. He's not certified.
Him by himself.
Yeah, he's certified by himself.
Right.
He's not certified by ourselves. Other doctors in America. He's just certified by Rand Paul.
Oh, we have a FedEx delivery, everybody, here.
They got the new piece for the new motherboard for the Tandy 5000.
Yeah, it's the
They're going to put in a new circuit board
This is high technology here.
We got
iPhones and pads.
You just called it a pad. You mean a pad of paper and iPad?
No, the pad.
And you got one of those soundboard thingamabobbers?
Yeah, we got all kinds of technology here.
You can print off my headshot after this. This is great.
We could.
We're having a great afternoon.
We could Photoshop it. How's the guinea pig?
Chicken's awesome.
Awesome.
I cleaned her this morning. It was the most productive part of my day as I cleaned chicken's cage.
How, now guinea pigs are awake like dawn and dusk. Is that the deal?
No. Guinea pigs are constantly vigilant for food and possibly getting eaten.
And predators, yeah.
Yeah. I walk away from this show for 30 seconds.
And we're back on guinea pigs.
We're talking about guinea pigs.
Yeah, it's a good show. I took this show over. It's a guinea pig show now. Boop, 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 boop.
What do you guys want to talk about? Chicken's thoughts on the NSA spine. Yeah, we made a hug. We made a little hug this morning after I cleaned her cage. She was pretty happy about a cage cleaned.
Which one is this?
Just chicken. I just chicken in the bed. She's 6 and a half. She's an old guinea pig head.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice. She likes hugs. She makes squeaks.
Excellent.
What are your... I know you don't like to talk about this.
Oh, Jesus.
But when chicken crosses over...
Why would you say that?
To the other side.
What about when Katie crosses over? Are you going to get a dog that's got a real dog name?
All right. Let's talk about the NSA.
Okay. I don't know, man. I'm pretty old, and I can't be that much older with a guinea pig, but I don't have the time or the money for a dog. I'll probably just hire myself out as someone else's pet. Do you want a new pet? I could be your pet.
Right.
I'll sit in the corner. I cook. I don't clean much.
Somebody get a gimp suit for Rosenberg.
Yeah, that's what I could do.
Right.
Put a little.
I could have mediocre sex with you. You well, a lady?
One of the sub-headlines on the Dummy Drudge Report, it's in red, though, so it be important, is that the California Senate... You know, these tap-dancing, liberal, effete, homosexual-loving,
yes,
effete liberals out here.
Tree.
It says, the California Senate approves health care for illegals. Oh, healthcare for illegals.
Well, I mean,
what should we do?
What should we do?
If a Mexican person gets sick,
let him die in the street like God intended.
Right. I was thinking.
I think that was Ron Paul's theory. Remember, that was Ron Paul's theory about healthcare. As if, community service organizations will take over.
Yeah. That is exactly what he fucking said. I remember that. And like, how are you going to get an MRI?
How's that going?
Yeah.
How's that going?
There are people now that are hungry, that are starving, that are dying because they can't afford health care. How's that going?
There's a fucking tent city a quarter mile away.
Well, look, I mean, it's a catch 22. It's a total catch 22. The health care is a catch 22. Illegal immigration is a catch 22. Giving health care to illegal immigrants is a catch 22. It's going to cost the state a lot of money, right? Like, liberals won't talk about how much it's going to cost the state. At the same time, we don't want huge swaths of undocumented people dying all over the place and possibly spreading the plague.
Well, but we should talk about how much it's going to cost the state, but charge the motherfuckers who should be paying to supply.
What about
a luxury tax? Transactions that go on electronically, this Robinhood tax they're talking about, which I hate that term because it's robbing from the rich. But what the fuck are they doing sitting back saying, well, you can't tax that money. You can't tax the money, the millions that we just made on our numbers flying back and forth electronically.
All that should be taxed as income, not as capital gains.
Exactly.
And they should raise the
capital gains. And tax the fuck out of it, too.
Right.
And raise the taxes because on the rich. And no loopholes.
Yeah, and they benefit from our infrastructure, right? I mean, because it's not like Afghanistan. I mean, we could just have a raging horde of, I don't know.
Right.
Rapscallions ride in and take their shit.
I saw Mad Max. That is about to happen tomorrow.
Oh, right. Was it good?
I gotta see it.
I wasn't ecstatic about it, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
3D? Yeah. Did you see it in 3D?
I did not see it in 3D. I'm a cheapskate, and so I saw it at like a matinee showing. They made me pick a seat, and then I got in there, and there was like two other people in the theater. I was like, really? You need me to pick this? I pick this one, or this one, or this one, or this one. It was fine. But they have all that stadium seating, and you can't put your feet up anymore, so I didn't enjoy that. But whatever, for 6:15 on a Friday morning, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Avengers was good.
I didn't see it
in 3D. Yes,
that was good. I didn't see it yet.
It was fun.
Right.
Anyway, are you going to go see San Andreas to get ready for the big one?
Yeah. The end of the world.
If only it would happen.
Are you a doomsday prepper?
If only. Yeah. I'm the douchebag who, after the apocalypse hit, I'd be like, this is my chance, and I'd start pitching my movies and be like, and everyone else would be like, we need to rebuild society. I'd be like, no, we need to make the script I have.
I want you to order 16 episodes.
there's no one else. Jon Apatow is dead, so instead we can make my movies.
Follow us on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Butt Diving.
You're on Twitter? Are you
on
Twitter?
I'm on buttdiving.com, where I dive into people's butts.
I'm at Rosie Pigs.
You'd be a lot more wealthy, probably, if you had buttdiving.com.
Oh, God, I totally should.
What does that mean?
Butt diving?
Butt diving? What is that? It's got to be a term.
You want. It reminds me of Santorum. It reminds me of, those porns that look horribly uncomfortable for the lady, where you're just drilling them into the floor. This is awful. I apologize. Where the girl's upside down. That doesn't look comfortable for a lady. You want to worry about a lady's comfort when you have sex, right? I'm nice.
If right. She wants
is
it.
Is anyone out there a lady other than the four Pakistani goat farmers who are our major Are any of you goat farmers secretly ladies? Are you goats ladies?
Any goats ladies? Let's see what else have we got. I got some stories that I have pulled here. We got, what do you want? God guns or gays?
Ooh, oh, Jesus. Guns. I love gun shit. What do you want, Rosie? You're the guest. Pick.
What was I reading? I read a lot this morning. I read a lot about, what did I read about this morning? I read Salon, and I read Slate, and I read National Review, and I read Red State. Just to get a full
holy shit,
full spectrum.
No Breitbart, no WND.
I never check Breitbart.
It's funny.
I don't trust. I don't believe in WND because, again, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Right? It's just
Breitbart's all about
people.
Caitlin.
Conspiracies just want things to be more exciting than they are, and they're not. They're not that exciting. There's no half human hybrids.
Yeah.
There's no space monsters. There's no imminent big one. It's just the way it goes.
Chemtrails.
There's no chemtrails, and The government is not that well put together.
You don't think the
no Rothschilds or
the Twin Towers fell because of controlled demolition?
No, I think the Twin Towers fell because two goddamn planes flew into them.
It's just physics.
That's how it happens.
Yeah,
it's just physics. Right. Over at Breitbart, their headline is Vanity Fair's self-defeating Jenner photo.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
And they won't call her Caitlyn. On Monday, Bruce Jenner announced that he wanted to be called Caitlyn Jenner in a photo spread for Vanity Fair.
It just puts people in a big tizzy about this.
Which takes me to the clip that we heard here.
Conservatives, they're just baiting them. They're just baiting conservatives.
I've got a clip here from Fox News. And if you want to hear just how shit-tastic some of these views are that you're going to hear over in the right-wing ninny-sphere. Here is, from Fox News, in quotes always, this is that dickwad Neil Cavuto, who, you know, generally...
He's an asshole.
Generally, he keeps his this vomit that comes out of his maw to... shitting on the poor. He's like one of their business guys, right?
How nice. I mean,
he's usually talking about the takers and the poor and the takers and the poor and the takers. But this time they're talking about the news that Caitlyn Jenner is emerged as has come out as
Jessica Lange.
As a Jessica Lange
right.
kind of look-alike in some of those pictures.
Yeah.
So listen to just the tone that this fucker has, and they utterly refuse. I forget who. I don't even know who this ninny he's talking to. Dagan McDowell is her name.
That's my name.
Dagan. Dagan.
And they won't even. They won't even use her or she.
Is that your transitioning name? Are you going to be Dagan Rosenberg?
Yes. No. I don't want to transition. I'm fine with my small wiener. I think of all my problems. I think my gender's not an issue. My gender's fine.
Here's Neil Cavuto and Dagan McDowell being heinous to Caitlyn Jenner.
All right, well, if it's news to you, sometimes it can be news to us because we thought we'd pass this along on this unscripted two-hour show where anything can happen, probably will. Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. I want you to check out the new Vanity Fair cover to Dagan McDowell on What the Hell is Going On? Dagan?
Well, what the hell is going on?
What an idiot.
What the hell's going on? The world's gone crazy. There's a dude in a dress. Oh, my God. What are we going to tell the children?
0.1% of the population is different than I expected them to be. I guess. Right.
Exactly.
But that's how you transition. Bruce Jenner, let's give him credit. He is the only person on planet Earth who knows how to one-up his most famous stepdaughter, Kim Kardashian. She announces last night that she's pregnant with a child. Well, you know what? I can do you one better than that. That's how.
So this is what it's all about,
right?
It's about attention.
So
he got titties and
yes,
his face shaved and his Adam's apple shaved.
Oh my God!
And I don't know what's going on downstairs, but that's all being done for attention,
right?
Because his pretty daughters.
This isn't an intensely personal debate that he's had for years. It's just,
right.
I want to be on the news too.
Right.
Isn't he already on a reality show?
I want to be excoriated by 98% of the population.
Yeah.
80% of the population.
I think about this a lot when I listen to
Celine Dion.
I listen to Celine Dion a lot. When I listen to Hannity or Mark Levin or all the, Fox News, they just support the white patriarchy, right? There has never been a story where they'd be like, maybe the black guy's right on this one.
Right. Unless it's Ben Carson.
We got one. This is our one.
Look.
But otherwise,
we had Herman Cain last time.
It's just amazing that they don't recognize how they just toe the line. What do white people want to hear on this one? What is it? Right? And the people post those pictures of how Fox News is the least diverse because it's just all blonde white chicks.
Oh, yeah. With nice legs.
Oh, God. And they have no self introspection to be like, oh, God, we're just the vanguard. We're just holding up what we think people wanted to hear in 1955.
Mm-hmm. Right, back when it was back in the good old days
in the good
when
right.
the Negroes knew their place yeah. and you could backhand your woman for talking back to you.
You could shoot a gay person if you wanted.
Right. There weren't no queers back then.
There were none of them. We keep them repressed.
Right.
We kept them in a shed yeah, in the back.
Yeah, they were, back.
They were wrestling coaches.
Oh, yes.
So here's the rest of this clip about Fox. It's just such assholes.
Yeah.
I can do you one better than that. That's how he unveiled his new identity, kind of leaving his male identity behind with Caitlin. I mean, he figured out an interesting way to spell it, right, Neil? C-A-I-T-L-Y-N.
They're even shitting on the way that she is spelling her name.
But it's Caitlin. How else? I mean, is that an odd spelling
I've
of that name?
I've seen it spelled like that before.
Yeah, it's a fine. Okay, fine.
I even figured out an odd way to spell it.
You can spell your name however the fuck you want to spell your
They're
name.
Make right. the point that she didn't spell it with a K because she didn't want to be like the rest of the clan.
Oh, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Gross.
Is that true? Do you think?
I think that's the point that. They're about to make on Fox.
Oh.
And Bruce, now Caitlin says this is part of the transitioning, leaving that male identity behind. We'll use female pronouns from now on, but it isn't a. What about the outfit? It's a white satin corset. Very Playboy Bunny esque, is it not, Neil?
Oh, you can almost God. See his dick.
Okay. I wouldn't know, but thank you.
Do you hear
I
that?
No.
Isn't that Playboy Bunny-esque? Well, I wouldn't know.
What does he do? Sit around all day reading Dickens?
Yeah, a lot of the Bible. They mostly read the Bible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Playboy Bunny. Right. I would know.
Ask. Is it not, Neil?
I would know, but thank you for that.
Listen, Annie Leibovitz took the photograph. If sure. you're going to unveil yourself as a woman, I mean, you can't really get any better than that.
You can't. No, Dagan, you certainly can't. Look at the time. Dagan, thank you very, very much.
Oh, he's so uncomfortable.
He's a dick.
Oh, poor white man is really uncomfortable because there's a person who's transgendered out there.
Okay.
And they might want to use one of our bathrooms.
God.
He yeah. looks hot. He or doesn't... she looks hot, rather.
Yes, okay. Now on to Charlene Payne, or shall I say Charles Payne?
But listen to this. Listen to the last shot at the end here after he introduces this guy.
Charles Payne! all right, what do you make of all that?
It's the era that we're living in, right?
It is. Yeah. Rome, final days. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Rome, final Whoa. Days. But that's fine.
It's are we to understand it?
And Rome yeah. lasted like 1,000 years, by the way. Right. You know, they talk about Rome like it was this failed thing. 1,000 years, I don't think it's too bad.
Wait, that's...
To keep something together.
I mean, you could make many arguments for this being Rome's final days. The vast bifurcation of wealth.
Right.
But I don't think Caitlyn Jenner coming out as a lady is a sign of the end of our civilization.
How dare you? Of course it is.
Not a four horsemen of the apocalypse. Yeah.
Jesus is going to punish us.
For because
God, that's the worst thing.
One lady decided she wanted to be a lady. That's
got to be the worst thing anybody said about Bruce Jenner. Or Caitlyn?
Oh, probably not.
The transition is bringing on the end of the fucking world?
Well, I don't know if anyone's
saying that it's signifying the end of American society.
What are you going to miss most about it? American society, now that it's almost gone.
Chinese food?
Oh, really?
somebody who's ringing in is a frequent, we frequently play clips on the show.
Ding, ding, ding.
None other than the American Family Association's Brian Fisher, focal point.
Oh, I hate this guy.
Hey, everybody. All gay hating all the time.
What's this?
No, this is Brian Fisher of the American Family Association radio station / video channel. Former spokesman of the American Family Association. Oh. But then he said something a little against...
A little too far?
A little against the... was it Israel that he
Was he
after?
Anti-Semitic?
I think it was... Yeah, he said something, and the American Family Association
well, bad and caused the plague.
Was going over to Israel at the time
yeah.
to make out with Netanyahu.
Right.
And for some reason, they pointed back to this guy for saying something heinous and yeah. anti-Semitic, so he... was demoted, but he still has his amazing green screen television show and his hey everybody
hey.
And his on the American Family Association. So here he is. He's got an opinion about the transition. Caitlyn Jenner.
There's a cover story on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want one snapshot of just how corrupt, how morally corrupt, how morally bent, how morally twisted, how morally confused.
What's next?
Boy, I get...
Twitter pated.
Yeah, pretzeled.
Right.
Contorted. Downward facing dog.
How morally... butt-fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Bankrupt.
Ah, bankrupt.
We have become... All you've got to do is take a look at the cover of Vanity Fair magazine. There is a cover photo of a man who is dressed up as a woman.
What? No.
You know, my heart, frankly, goes out to Bruce Jenner. I'm not going to call him Caitlyn Jenner because that's not his name. And I'm not going to refer to him as a she. He's a he. He's a he in every single solitary cell of his body. He will be until the day that God calls him home.
God's calling him home.
Who the hell cares?
How does that work?
Who cares? There was one of our trolls on our Facebook page. Everybody joining the conversation.
Troll away.
Thousands of people convoing away on our Facebook page.
Yes.
One of our trolls, Bill.
It's really about goats. feeding your goats.
Bill said something about the Caitlyn Jenner news, and he said, I will only call him Bruce.
Why? Because you're a dick?
His mama named him Bruce. And I responded, well, John Wayne's mama named him Marion.
Oh, that's true.
So who cares what name a person wants to go by?
It's a group of letters.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm not going to call her Caitlyn.
So he's a male. Every single cell of his body. So he's always going to be a he. Terminology that I'm going to use. I'm never going to refer to him as a she because that would be a lie. That's wrong. That's an error. That's just a biological, scientific, genetic, medical error. It's...
Wait, who cares?
Wait a second. I don't understand. Do we have male cells? Do I have male cells? I mean, from the cells in my penis?
And it has been shown that some transgendered people actually do have chromosomal fuck-ups where they were born with the wrong pipes. That the chromosomes show one thing, but the dangly bits show another. Or undangly bits.
What's Brian Fisher concerned about? I mean, why does he care? I mean, does he think Caitlyn is going to come over and...
I don't know. They're going to try to use the bathroom, that it's end times. It's going against God. Therefore, God is going to cock slap us.
Yes.
then...
oh, please, God, one more time.
The...
There we go. Ah, we got buttons. We got little sound effects.
So that's the little bit of Brian Fisher for yes. the day, ladies God, and gentlemen.
Sorry, I was looking up to see if there were other news stories I wanted to talk. It's just...
Are we boring you?
No. Okay, so she's a lady. That's fine. What?
Right.
I've got...
I applaud her move and okay. I mean, it's funny how upset that Republicans get and conservatives get over she internally thinks she's a lady. Okay, that's fine.
Well, right.
But they use that issue to fire up the dummies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a lot of dog whistling, right?
Yeah.
It is a lot of...
That's
all everyone does these days is just, what can I yell at my supporters so that they yell back? And so we see very...
It's like all the Jesus shit, you know?
It is, and the left does it, too. All we just do is yell at each other and not even yell at each other, yell at ourselves so that we can yell at each other even louder. Our discourse is pretty much just going to be people yelling at each other in, like,
That's
tears.
Our show.
America. if you want to switch to guns.
Oh, yes.
Today is Wear Orange Day.
What?
National Gun Violence Awareness Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
Sponsored by... doing great here.
Dude, I don't have any orange. Who has orange?
I have orange. Orange is my favorite color.
Oh, really? Is it really?
It is. Huh. Man. orange is my favorite color. Always has been.
The mayors against illegal guns. Moms demand action. Every town, these are all national gun groups, have declared it National Gun Violence Day.
Right.
Even members of Congress, media celebrities. And people are wearing orange. The hashtag wearing orange or I'm wearing orange or something is was trending on the Twitter.
Oh.
And wearing orange, hashtag wearing orange. Well, you won't be surprised to find out that there are some who are less than happy about today being National Gun Violence Awareness Day. Because they don't want us to be aware that there's gun violence, apparently.
There's no gun violence. Guns are your friend. Bring guns to your children's parties. They love them.
The National Rifle Association.
Yes. Assholes.
Who you may have heard of.
Right.
They put out a statement that describes the Wear Orange initiative. They said it's, quote, pointless. And that it is spearheaded by the various heads of Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun hydra.
Ah.
They don't like Bloomberg?
Who that reads their shit is going to know what a hydra is?
Oh, yeah.
Unless, like, from the video game.
A mythological monster.
There's a lot of well-read, misdirected conservatives out there. They might know what a hydra is.
What a hydra is?
Okay, well, we apologize. We didn't mean to marginalize you asshole conservatives.
But Bloomberg, I mean, why do they throw Bloomberg out there?
Well, they just like to point that it's a conspiracy and it's all... people really would like guns. It's just Bloomberg. Bloomberg himself is funding it. If it wasn't for Bloomberg, guns would be everywhere and we'd have guns. You could just pick a gun out of a tree and
it'd be beautiful.
You'd feel
it?
Great and like shoot your friends and feel safe. And
right.
what I was like about it is I just don't want to live in a society where everyone's walking around packing heat. That would be a constant state of fear.
It would be Texas or Georgia.
Right.
Or Afghanistan.
It's just scary to think you have a gun and I have a gun. And if you piss me off a little, I might shoot you. Or you might shoot me. We're just going to have a duel right here. Really?
You know,
I don't want to live in such a world.
You know, on Facebook or Twitter and stuff, I get in arguments with these gun nuts every now and then. And my argument is always less guns equals less people getting shot.
Yes.
And to me, I don't understand how that's even arguable.
Yes, it's very hard to go on a mass stabbing.
Like, I can't, right, I can't, no matter how bad I might want to shoot you right now.
No, it's probably true.
I can't, because there's no fucking gun.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that is a hard concept.
People like to feel safe, and they like to feel the power that they have a sidearm, and they could take control of a situation. I don't know, people want to think that they're like an Old West hero at any given moment.
Well, it's a slippery slope, too, because even, like, on the Facebook page, whenever we do talk about anything about guns, that really stirs up the nuts.
Really?
And, than anything.
Yeah. More than anything else?
More than anything else so far.
More than Jesus?
More than Jesus.
Dude, we said something about guns one time, and somebody...
More than Caitlyn Jenner's delicious titties?
Yeah.
Somebody found me or someone with the same name.
They tried to dox him, yeah.
Yeah, they...
Dox him?
What does that mean?
When you broadcast somebody's... name, address, phone number, social security number, whatever you can find out on the internet about them, you put it out on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ryan?
Yeah, but they found it was some other Ryan living somewhere out, I don't know, in the desert somewhere.
Yeah, it was up in the northern valley or something like that.
Oh,
it was much more nicer neighborhood.
But we were just, you know, put out an anti-gun story. Think this guy got all pissed off. So sensitive. I don't understand this. I thought the idea, these gun guys, they were men and nothing bothered them.
No, it's the problem is that they have hair triggers and they're going to go off and shoot at insult.
And, you know, having a gun at home, you know, is one thing.
Right.
Walking around like Deadwood.
My favorite story is Texas keeps trying to pass laws where it would allow college students to bear arms, which I think is great because... I want some 20-year-old who's drunk and high all the time.
And horny.
I want that guy packing heat.
Right.
Don't mess with Texas.
Some 20-year-old guy named Chad who's been playing Grand Theft Auto for the last 16 hours.
Chad.
While doing coke and drinking instead of studying for finals. I want that guy to walk out of his dorm and be a little bit angry because someone stole his parking spot. Give that guy a shotgun. That sounds brilliant.
Chad, haze me with your Glock.
Can we give guns to like insane asylum patients as well? Just give it to prisoners. They need guns too for their own...
Why do kids need guns on campus? Why?
It drives the
That one's happening right now in Texas.
Yeah, they're.
I mean,
they want to put guns on. Yeah, I think it did pass,
and it's waiting for Abbott to sign
it. Look, I am a rational, mostly human being, and I played a lot of Grand Theft Auto in college to the point that I would walk out of my dorm, see a police cruiser, and have to be like, "No, you can't take that." So you want to give that person a gun?
Right.
That's just awful. That's just a bad idea. I want 20-year-old males away from knives, let alone guns.
Yeah, I don't even want them driving.
Yeah, you won't date me. I'm gonna shoot you. That's exactly why I need to have a gun.
Over at right-wing nut job website / newspaper, whatever, the Federalist Papers.
I read it sometimes, but I feel like the one I read is not a real one. It's like a mock-up. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Is it just thefederalist.com?
Oh, I don't know. This one is The Federalist.
Yep.
Federalistpapers.org.
Oh, okay.
One of their bloggers there, Jason Stevens, wrote that they are now under attack by anti-gun tyrants.
No!
I love because of the Wear Orange campaign. We're all under attack by moms wearing orange.
How are the people without the guns the tyrants?
Because they're trying to take away our guns.
But we don't have... You're the tyrant. You're the one that's armed. You have to be armed to be a tyrant. Is that right? Do we agree?
Yeah. They shit on their tactic of, you know, organizing social media by saying that the Wear Orange campaign uses, quote, the same PR strategy as a group of teenagers on School Spirit Day. They're cut-ups there.
God.
Apparently they've got professional writers.
So how shitty too. I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal how these fuckers go after the parents of the Sandy Hook kids.
Oh, that's horrific. Yeah.
It's a false flag. Oh God, you monster.
Here's
an awful monster.
Here's some right wing dickwad illogic for you.
Yay.
Hundreds of people who have never worn hunter's gears in their lives. None of them will be wearing actual hunting garb, of course. Just orange clothes of some other make and fashion. What? Socks, bracelets, scarves, t-shirts, etc.
Means
to imitate the hunter and protest guns at the same time. Smell the irony?
At Rosie Pigs, do you hunt?
No. It's you from Connecticut. I went fishing when I was younger. That's the closest I came to hunting. What are you going to hunt in Connecticut? A squirrel?
Don't you have animals there?
They got squirrels.
Okay.
Pigeons.
Big squirrels.
I think we got deer. We had deer growing up. You know what else we had? Supermarkets.
Right. But to say that they're being ironic because you're going to wear hunter's garb and protest guns.
I think they
at the
just
grabbed
the color.
Yeah, I think this guy's being a narcissist.
Oh yeah,
it's about hunting. Some people, their lives revolve around hunting season.
Yeah, I mean the concept of gun culture is an oxymoron, right? It's more like gun fetishization. It's
amosexuals.
Well, I mean there are lots of artists that are gun nuts. Ted Nugent.
Oh,
he's a brilliant man.
Crazy.
And Charlton Heston was
right.
Is he still alive?
No. This guy continues. The anti-gun nuts. I guess we're anti-gun nuts.
Right.
Have effectively turned themselves into the hunters. So who does that make the hunted?
You and me.
We can't hunt you if we don't have guns. What are we going to hunt you
right.
with?
Right.
Placards?
With reason.
Condescension?
The hunted includes anyone who supports, even remotely, the Second Amendment.
Right.
This is just white male butthurtness.
Oh, there's so much of that going on.
And it's one of the great themes of our time is people in power claiming that they're all of a sudden out of power. Because people who weren't in power for a long time now have a little bit of power.
Yeah.
What do you expect from a group that wears colors traditionally affiliated with gun owners to protest gun ownership? So he's pissed that they took orange.
But
you took our orange, man.
Orange has been associated with lots of different people, right? I mean, hunters.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Orange pickers.
The House of Orange.
There you go. Okay. Orange Men. Isn't there an Orange Men or something like that?
Yeah, Syracuse Orange Men.
There you go.
And so, right. The Green Bay Pack. No, it's yellow. Orange and shit.
I can't think of an orange superhero.
It doesn't rhyme with anything.
Yeah, we're underrepresented.
It's hard to put in a fight song.
Right. Orange.
The green and orange. You know,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
So the hashtag is going around, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out on social media. It's a little, you know, if you got something orange.
What is it? Wear orange?
Throw it on. Hashtag wear orange.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
I mean, he does have a valid point where it's, if we all wear the same color, we're going to affect change.
Well, it's kind of to piss them off.
I mean, true.
It's amazing.
But it is kind of like in high school when that girl was like, you need to wear black tomorrow to show solidarity with our class. What? Okay. Well, what have you done today to change the world? I wore a different color than yesterday.
Why are you shitting on people for showing support for a cause?
I just don't think it's a very effective means of showing support for a cause.
But you don't think it starts a dialogue?
Yeah,
it starts a dialogue.
Maybe it was. Why are you wearing that orange thing?
What do you hate about dialogue?
I love dialogue, but right. I just think it's one step above just tweeting about, I showed my support. It was like 2 years ago when everyone was like, capture Coney, right? Right, bring back our girls. Those girls are still there, right? It's this weird false activism where I'm wearing a color, so I did something. There have been less gun deaths as a result? No, but I wore that damn color.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes people can be spurred to action finding out about things that they didn't know about. Would the world have known about all the girls? I mean, granted, you know, they're still there.
Yeah, totally still there.
But would we know they're still there?
I know.
Had there not been all the social media.
Okay, I guess that's true. I mean, it did bring a lot of attention.
And, at least somebody cares, sort of.
And Joseph Kony's still wandering around Greater Uganda and Boko Haram.
They never caught that guy?
No, not still.
No, he's delivering pizzas here.
Yeah, he's delivering pizzas somewhere in Western.
That's a crazy question. Why don't we just go fucking get that guy?
Because
doesn't have oil. We don't care.
Well, we put a couple hundred troops in, it's a huge swath of territory that's basically wild and isn't really governed.
Listen, we got to get Chuck Norris on this.
Yeah, well, we'll send in Chuck Norris. He's too busy hating gays.
Earl of Texas!
He's got a lot going on.
He does have a lot going on. Nice toupee as well.
Here's a here's a great clip of some more Americans who love guns.
Fuck yeah.
True patriots. This took place recently at a rally in Salem, Oregon.
Fuck you, hippie.
Protesting the black schlong of Obama communism. Taking away our guns.
Right.
By, apparently there's a state law requiring background checks.
Oh my God.
No, background checks.
On private gun sales. How dare you?
It's the big loophole that's existed since the 90s in gun sales, is that you can sell them where you, as long as you sell it to your brother, it's totally cool. Even if your brother's, you know, a convicted mass murderer.
Right. Yeah. Or if he's, like, you know, kind of sad and is missing his depression meds and needs to wander around into a shopping mall and kill a bunch of people.
That's me.
Nobody give Rosenberg a gun.
Probably not.
Or sell him a gun.
My foot.
Yeah.
Mike Vanderboog, of the Patriot Movement.
Oh my God.
The Three Percenters.
What?
They're called the Three Percenters.
How'd they come up with that number?
With math.
They are listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center
as a
hate group.
Oh, yay.
And he is, he's got a special page
himself
at the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, nice. He's done good work.
They say he specializes in fiery rhetoric, urging violent self-defense against the tyrannical Constitution flouting U.S. government.
Now you see, Dave, there's a guy who's just talking and tweeting, and he's, you know, he's affecting some change, right?
True.
So here he is in Oregon,
red,
and this is kind of what you were talking about, you know, these are the guys who have the guns.
Scary.
Here is Mike Vanderboe.
I want to kiss him.
You know, sovereign American citizen.
I want to hug him.
The lesson of the past 2 years is clear for anyone paying attention to see.
There is no unconstitutional law that can be passed that cannot be defied, resisted, evaded, smuggled in violation of, and completely nullified by armed civil disobedience.
Excellent.
Armed
civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience.
Ah. This bodes well.
Right. Yeah. This makes me want to curl up in the bathtub and hide.
It's like those bikers last week in Phoenix.
Oh, God.
Armed. Show up with your Second Amendment. So here's a little bit more. Listen to those people cheering. Yeah, woohoo, guns. Let's take on the government. They think, by the way, they're going to, you know, they're going to beat drones. And they're going to beat tanks.
Missiles and airplanes.
Right. And F-15s. And,
Obama and will beat you.
The F-35 if it ever gets off the ground.
Obama will take that rifle from your cold, dead fingers.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That includes the state of Oregon.
Oregon.
I told your representatives that this is dangerous ground, truly.
So this is the guy, he's done this before. He's gone around and kind of specifically threatened lawmakers with, you know, Second Amendment solutions. If you try to take away our Second Amendment rights.
So this is his normal spiel. This is his type
five. Oh, yeah. He did it. We played a clip of him, I think, about a year ago.
I'm sure that things like this have been constant throughout our history. It's just that because of social media and the internet, it's just much more
They
enhanced.
Find each other, too.
Right. I mean, they do find each other. It's just much more enhanced.
But don't you think we're sort of getting towards the end of... the optimist in me thinks all this... This lunacy, it's the death throes of the right, you know?
I don't know. I don't think debates have been settled. And
some of them. I mean, like the gay marriage, they're going to squeal.
True, but I don't think...
Marijuana?
I don't think in 10 years we're going to be like, man, there's no conservatives left.
Right, yeah. Everybody's so damn liberal.
Everybody's liberal, nice.
Fucking each other and having a good time.
I don't think that's an imminent possibility that we won.
Right.
But I do think you're right. Like some things have been settled, like gay marriage or
pot, man. Oh, pot's Jesus. Legal.
Oh, great.
You're not a fan?
No.
Of the legalization?
No.
Oh, why?
Come on.
What about alcohol?
It's the way it is. I understand that pot is much more innocuous than alcohol. I just think it's a really dumb thing for everyone to be paying a lot of attention to is making getting high slightly more accessible and possible for everyone, right? That's what we're going to pay attention to. We got millions of people in poverty. We got the bifurcation of wealth in America. We got, unequal rights and stuff. But let's pay attention to whether or not I can get high in the middle of the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I just don't think it's because of the first. We need the second.
Yeah. But have you ever dealt with a pot dealer before it was legal? Yeah. It is a nightmare. Those are the
so
worst
much nicer.
People on the planet.
I
Never
respect,
on time.
I respect, I'm so sorry that your illegal substance that brings you to an altered mind state is a kind of an inconvenience. Because you have to deal with some guy named Trevor who doesn't show up on time because he's also high on his stash.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care. I respected drugs when drugs were bad, right?
Right.
Medicinal marijuana. You're 23. You don't have goddamn glaucoma. You just like getting stoned and playing Grand Theft Auto.
So what?
I just don't think there's very many functional countries where people were... high all the time. I just don't want to become like Somalia or Yemen where everyone's just chewing cat
all
you
the time.
Think,
yeah.
He thinks the legalization of pot is going to turn us into Somalia.
I don't think it's going to turn us into a failed state, but I think it's going to make us a little less productive.
Or numbed to more of the...
I just don't think we should be...
Butt-raping we get.
Oh, yes.
Well, I just don't think we should be celebrating getting... mildly messed up as much as people do, right? Do it on your own time. I don't want to hear about it.
Well, then make it legal. And
no, just
it.
Keep it. I liked it when it was hidden. It was something you did behind closed doors.
We can just throw the brown people in the back. We can
no, that is totally unrelated.
People. It's so it's weird.
Totally unrelated.
I thought Rosie Pigs was a big lib. Now he's for the war on drugs.
I'm not for the war on drugs.
Are you also a fan of trickle-down economics?
Yeah, I love it.
It's so warm on my face.
Right.
You can have whatchamacallit.
You can have all different views.
Different views.
We're not fascists here.
Right.
We're not Republicans. Yeah. Where you can't have an opposing view.
I just don't think it's so important that the big to-do that people make about legalizing marijuana, something that's going to let you just zone out for a couple of hours.
Well, what about alcohol then? Should it be...
Yeah, but you know what? That's the way it is. No, but that's just the way it is. It's the world we live in. What? Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, there are other priorities, but why not? Can't that be on the list?
Because making alcohol illegal, one, we tried it, failed miserably, and two, right. It's not necessary.
And we failed miserably at keeping weed illegal.
Yeah, but the war on drugs is not just about marijuana. It's also about coke and methamphetamines,
right.
And LSD and heroin.
Putting black people into into the prison system.
Yes, that is a weird, unfortunate side effect, is that...
Side effect?
Holy shit.
I don't know if it's a side effect or...
I'm in jail for 25 years. I have three rocks of crack in my pocket.
No, I mean, that is definitely awful that people with crack are prosecuted to a much greater extent than white guys with coke, right?
Yeah, they're not.
That's
opening
awful.
Up briefcases on Wall Street to find
but
all
I
the
also
Xanax
think, I also
and
know,
OxyContin.
I also know that it's America, and I don't think we are responsible enough for everyone to be just allowed to wander around and drop heroin when they want.
Drop it.
So what age would you say?
What's the legal
your age cutoff
for
heroin?
Seriously, what's
70s?
The legal age?
I mean, why not? You get to be a
drop.
Certain age. Fuck it. You can take as many drugs as you want. Why not that?
Yeah.
69.
If you want to make, if we were able to make pot legal, but everyone was just, I think it's Todd Berry has a bit about this where it's like it was something like you can legalize pot, just not, we make potheads illegal, right? You can make, just shut up about it, right? You can have your pot, just shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear about it anymore, right? Just, you can have that, but we'd still have to prosecute heroin and cocaine and I don't want people driving on coke. I don't want that to be a regular thing. I don't want people driving on meth. I don't want you to be able to go to your job and...
Okay, what about possession, though?
Of what?
Of anything. Coke. Of coke, of meth.
Yeah, it probably should be...
Criminalized.
Decriminalized to an extent, but I just don't think American people are responsible enough to be... high all the time. And
but would they be
sanctioned by the state
in places where they've been decriminalized in Europe? They're not walking around.
I think it's a more responsible society in some ways over there.
How dare Europe? You
well
and I just also think I don't think this is that important of a battle to be fighting. Get money out of politics and then we can start talking
right.
about
well, that's the fundamental
about issue. Marijuana
yeah that's
right?
The ultimate fundamental
that's what I care about more. I if anything I find this a dumb thing of the left to be focusing on something that's really not that important when there's a lot more important things to be worried about.
I'm sorry. We didn't mean to waste your time.
No. But
that's... yeah.
I just don't care that much.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not like before 10 years ago, you were getting picked up constantly for pot possession because you wanted to get high on a Tuesday night.
Are you against pot because you don't smoke it, but yet you watch all these other people smoking it, having a wonderful time,
and
you feel like an outsider?
God damn it. Is this going to be another conversation about why I need to start doing marijuana?
Do people talk to you about that?
All the time.
Why aren't you cool?
All the time. Get off your meds. You should just be smoking weed. Get off your meds. You don't need that. You just need to smoke weed and you'll just chill out. And you know what? It's probably right. I'm not so bad that I'm on lithium. I'm not psychotic. I'm just a little sad and disjointed and worried. I'm not like...
You need pot. You really... Here.
Can you imagine what kind of loser starts pot at 37? Would you respect me if I was like, dude, pot was the answer, man.
Yeah.
That's all I needed for all the past 20 years. I was dumb. God damn it. I'd be so annoying.
Well, do you think the pharmaceutical industry has failed you? Are you still sad and disjointed?
Yeah, totally. But it's the same crapshoot that I would take... If I were to start marijuana, right? Instead of paying a psychiatrist to figure out what brain chemistry thing that I need to do, I'd be paying some stupid drug dealer named Trevor
Who's going to be late?
He's going to be late and right. doesn't know the signs. And I'd be like, and he'd be like, oh, okay, let's try this sativa. Oh, God damn it. I don't need that.
Could you imagine if Rosenberg ate a brownie?
Oh,
had like wow. some existential experience.
I don't need an existential.
You don't think it'd be like Maureen Dowd?
Hi, it's called 911. I'm really high.
No, I probably would. I'm pretty paranoid these days.
She ate too much. That idiot. Yeah. She just ate too much. By herself, too. Like, she downed, like, a brownie. She did what you're not supposed to do. She ate a little, and then she waited 5 minutes.
And I was like, that's not taking effect. Like, I should probably eat some more.
Yeah, I should eat more.
If you ever have an edible.
Wasn't someone with her?
No, that's it. She said she took it and was, like, in her hotel room.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Right.
See, Rosenberg, if you ever have an edible, just eat a little bit of
it. Okay, thanks.
Don't eat the whole thing.
Great. I can't wait to see how that interacts with all my meds.
Just make sure you put it on Periscope.
No, yeah. Fantastic.
Get your Periscope going. Yeah. You'll get lots of hearts.
I'm wigging out in my bed in my crappy apartment.
Lots of hearts. No. Lots of hearts.
Chicken. No love actual
this
help.
Love this shit.
But a lot of stupid 19-year-old kids in Amsterdam would be like, this is great. I love this guy. Viewership. I could make $3 a month from YouTube viewership ads.
The chickens Periscope in the ads. Corner all scared.
Oh, God. Just wigging
What's
out.
What's wrong with Daddy?
I just need lettuce. Is this going to conflict with my lettuce?
If you press heart, I'll cut myself.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It got dark.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Well, do we have other things? Do you want to talk about other? Or do you just want to?
Oh, yeah.
We could talk about this.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
This talk is so goddamn lazy. It's old. It's also got a stupid name. But it just got off of one place where it was like, it's like a cat. Your dog is basically a cat.
Yeah.
It got off of one place it was lying down to go into another place to lie down.
Well, yeah, she mixes
what
it
do you
up,
want?
Man.
What do you want the dog to do?
I don't know. Come sit in my lap because I love her and I want to pedal her.
Stay out of his lap.
Get in my lap, woman.
That's what I say to women.
We've got a story also trending on the Twitter machine is none other than Mike Huckabee.
No. Yay.
Former governor of Arkansas.
Former fat person.
Former fat person. Bouncing back, though. And did he have the lap band or did he Christie
exercised.
It up?
He exercised
it. He exercised it? He didn't do the lap band thing.
Oh, wait, she doesn't like to be picked up. Yeah. Yeah, she's a little...
Christy did the lap band, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think that really took. Or he ate through it and busted that lap band.
Oh, right. Yeah, totally.
So Huckabee now, I guess he was talking about the...
the Duggars?
The Caitlyn Jenner situation.
Look, it's amazing. I think it's... maybe it's because of the close inspection due to social media and the 24-hour news cycle. But all of these candidates are so goddamn flawed, and yet they all run.
Right.
I mean, they're flawed to the point where, I mean, what Republican candidate doesn't sound crazy?
Well, I mean, I was reading a lot today about Jeb Bush is doing this amazing thing by saying, I don't know yet if I'm going to run for president. He's just raking in the cash. By postponing his announcement, he's able to go and campaign for his super PAC and make hundreds of millions of dollars and be disingenuous and be like, I don't know. I'm listening to... Really? You're listening? You're listening to rich old white dudes cut you a check for a couple hundred, like a couple mil so that you can fund your election.
You think they're screening totally all those events now for... like hidden cell phones and shit after that 47% or bullshit with Mitt Romney.
Well, I mean, even before that, there was the macaca moment of Warner. I forget. Yeah, Warner was a Democrat. They all were white guys with white names in Virginia. That's all they run. McDonald or Webb or Warner or Turner.
I went to Liberty University.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is that even accredited?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is accredited.
So here is former Arkansas Mike Huckabee. This is on WND-TV.
Swell.
Oh, shit.
Reputable source. Well, I mean, it's the video. It's the video.
He was speaking at the 2015... God, I don't know how we didn't get called to this. We didn't get an invite.
To what?
National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Fire up Grindr.
In Nashville.
Oh, absolutely. You know Grindr.
off the fucking charts during this one. This was earlier in the year, but they just recently uploaded the comments to the YouTube. WorldNet Daily did, so people started going over them. They found this little tidbit here about, so I guess he wasn't talking about Caitlyn Jenner. This is just regular old heinous anti-transgender stuff. Here's Mike Huckabee.
Nice.
The comedy stylings.
Oh, God.
Mike Huckabee doing a tight half hour here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Good God.
We are now in city after city watching ordinances that say that your seven-year-old daughter, if she goes into the restroom, cannot be offended, and you can't be offended if she's greeted there by a 42-year-old man who feels more like a woman than he does a man.
You can be offended. Be offended, you snatch. Go nuts. You can't tell that person they can't be in that bathroom. I'm offended by you in the bathroom. If I was in the bathroom with Huckabee, I would be offended.
Oh, my God. I would be fascinated.
By his presence.
Right. That's the shittiest thing to say ever. It's so dumb. Your seven-year-old daughter. Your precious, stupid seven-year-old daughter.
Right. And you know, you got to protect the snowflakes from the evil predators in the bathroom.
I mean, because Bruce Jenner had a sex change, or he's transitioning, or whatever.
Transitioning.
You know, it's the point is not to get into a different bathroom to molest children.
Oh, yes, it is.
This is fucking.
We are now in city after city watching ordinances that say that your seven-year-old daughter, if she goes into the restroom, cannot be offended, and you can't be offended if she's greeted there by a 42-year-old man who feels more like a woman than he does a man.
But he's totally cool with the Duggars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he loves
him some Duggars.
The Duggar.
Someone had told me when I was in high school that I could have felt like a woman when it came time to take showers in PE. I'm pretty sure I would have found my feminine side and said, Coach, I think I'd rather shower with the girls today.
Ha 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 ha.
What in the
Coach,
fuck?
Coach, I'm feeling a little feminine today. Can I go shower with the girls?
Jesus Christ.
The logic of the right. And listen to those. Listen to all those. I can't see an actual. They haven't shown a screen cap of the audience, but I'm willing to say there's a lot of old white people there. I'm just going out on a limb.
Perfect.
Play, motherfucker. There it is.
Now, I wish someone had told me when I was in high school that I could have felt like a woman when it came time to take showers in PE. I'm pretty sure I would have found my feminine side and said, Coach, I think I'd rather shower with the girls today. You're laughing because it sounds so ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
He got laughs.
But they're not laughing for that reason there.
A spattering of applause.
Right.
Who the fuck is he talking to?
The National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Oh, jeez.
Disconcerting.
Yeah, that's sad.
So this
that's
a convention of religious broadcasters. He talked for 25 minutes, by the way. He did 25.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
And yet today, we're the ones who are ridiculed and scorned because we point out
there
the obvious.
Is. There it is.
That there's something inherently wrong with forcing little children to be a part of this social experiment.
Your kid sitting in the stall taking a wee-wee is going to be okay
by
the transgendered woman three stalls down.
I mean, it's a very effective message he's giving, right?
What about the children?
Yeah, it's just very...
What about the children?
Say the children.
It's very good dog whistling. It's very good scare your people into supporting your point of view and keeping a state of fear and... That we're the only ones who can protect you.
What does he think happens when a transgendered person goes in the bathroom? Does he think they pull out their genitalia and just paint the room with whatever fluid? Well, you know what I mean?
Yes, and they grab whatever child is nearby.
That is what I do.
Over.
And rape them.
I'm not transgender, but you should see what I do to a public restroom.
Right. I don't want to let my kid go in the bathroom with a Duggar. He's, you know.
Right.
It's fucked up.
Not with a girl Duggar. Unless
any Duggar.
We don't know
you
what
don't want
else
your
is
kids around
in.
That quiverful assholes.
Right. So that's why Huckabee is trending. He's being called out for his shitbaggery.
Congratulations, asshole.
By something he said a while ago. I'm sure he'll double down on that because he's got a book to hype, right? He's
well, that was be president. I mean, that was what we were talking about in 2012, is that Gingrich was only really running so he could increase his book and
videos.
And yeah, and videos and speaking fees. That's all it was. It was just a money grab.
He didn't
which
even
is
hide
pretty
it.
Much which is pretty much like what Huckabee's doing.
Yeah. He didn't hide it. He would be at a campaign event and he'd be like I said in my recent book,
yeah,
how to fuck the poor. Get that at newtgingrich.com.
You know,
I read with Carly Fiorina. Yeah. I mean, it's the same. They think it's the same deal. That well, you know, they're just raising their speaking fees.
I don't know what Carly Fiorina's doing.
Nobody does.
Are you going to vote for her?
I don't understand what she's doing. I'm not going to vote for her. I don't understand what she's doing. Maybe she's angling for a vice presidential nomination. I mean, she probably has more money than God, right? She's already failed to be elected senator from California. So she was like, well, I failed at that level. Let's go even higher for the most impossible office to reach.
Don't you I think that's a better audience for her, though, than a bunch of Californians.
She might want to. She wants to influence the debate. I don't understand. It is really wide open, right? You can't predict who's gonna win this thing.
The leaders are all at the most recent poll.
What is everyone
the top,
at like 15%?
Like the top five is at 10, 10, 10, yeah. 10, and then 9, then 8, then 7%. I mean, there's a big.
I mean, yeah, and everyone's gonna make their snafus and
speak.
I find it amazing that people are that Jeb's running, because I can't imagine anyone, if you're not a billionaire, wanting Jeb Bush to run for president, right? He's not conservative. He's not a Christian, right? He's not throwing out meat. He's not like kill all the immigrants. If anything, he's the other way, where he's pro immigrant.
But he's like Romney, right? In a way,
yeah. But at least I mean, like Romney could be like, I was a businessman and I represent change and look at my dreamy hair and blah blah blah. Right, but like Bush is just everyone else in my family was president, so it's my turn to run for president.
Yeah.
Well, Christie, I can't imagine still being in it. Did you see what happened to Christie? I think it was just today the news came out that a judge ruled. If you go to, it's on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Like us, share some shit.
Yeah,
support us.
Catch the crabs. Spread the crabs.
Right.
That a
catch the crabs. Is that your tagline?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We're not that itchy.
Yeah.
The Christie broke the law by cutting pension payments, according to a judge. Oh, this is from February, even. So this is just an older scandal that he had.
You got to get a flow chart.
Well, right. That there's so much stuff piling on. I can't believe this guy's still.
Well, I mean, they've all got.
Thinks
they've all got, right? You look up Scott Walker, he's got a bunch of lawsuits pending against him.
Right.
He's an asshole. Now, is he the favorite?
He's one of the top.
He's one of the top ones
right now.
He's one of the top ones, and what he's doing to Wisconsin is totally amazing. But he's people love him. He busted the unions,
and he's trying to allow any asshole to teach.
Yeah,
get rid of those teaching credentials. Who needs them?
I want to find out how he comes out on evolution, because he punted earlier. I want to know how he really feels.
Who
didn't Scott Walker? Isn't he famous?
Well, he's a Catholic.
He punted.
He's one of these conservative Catholics, I think, who probably believes in evolution,
right?
But ain't gonna say it. I wonder if they're gonna do the hand raising thing again, like they did at the last debates, where they said, "How many here
believe in evolution?"
Yeah, how many here believe in evolution?
I hate what they're doing by not letting everybody debate. I mean, I hate it.
I mean,
it's got to happen. I don't give a shit.
What are you just going to oil them all up and throw them into a cage match?
Yeah.
Whoever comes out.
Now you're talking.
Right. I think Huckabee would go back putting the weight back on if that was going to be.
Right. Yeah. I got to bulk up.
Got to bulk up for the wrestling match. We're not going to have a debate. We're just going to spar.
Well, somebody who is going to be making an announcement, apparently.
Ooh.
Who's that?
Your mom.
That Louise is running?
Announced that there's going to be an announcement coming up.
Oh, my God.
In a couple of weeks.
Is that Jeb?
Is none other than Donald Trump.
Oh, swell.
Who.
Swell.
Is. But listen to this. He's got the solution.
Yes.
Here is Donald Trump talking to the heavily Vaseline-lensed Greta Van Susteren, who. On her On the Record show on the Fox Ninny channel. And Donald has the solution to all things Middle East. Peace in the Middle East.
Okay.
If we elect the Donald. Here's a little bit of what you'll hear on Fox if you, you know, want to pour some acid in your ears or something.
Airstrikes. I think there are, I don't know, the 15 or so airstrikes a day. We have a coalition dropping bombs. We don't have much in terms of boots on the ground to get ground to give information to our bombers. But, you know, what would you do?
Well, first of all, they have no respect for our president. That's one thing for sure. And I do know what to do, and I would know how to bring ISIS to the table or...
Well, oh. He knows what to do. He knows what how he'll bring He's ISIS bring to, the, to table. The table.
Oh, sweet.
I would know how to bring ISIS to the table or beyond that, defeat ISIS very quickly. And I'm not going to tell you what it is tonight. You know, one of the problems that we have, I'll tell you why, because I don't want to, Greta. I'll tell you why, because I...
We need all the help we can get. We need a dialogue on this.
I'm not going to tell you.
I got a secret weapon.
Right. I know how to sing.
I'm going
to
put them in a celebrity apprentice and
right.
see if they can make a business selling ice cream.
I can cure cancer, but you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to let a few more kids die of leukemia before right. I bust out the cure.
Right. We're going to let more of our soldiers die over there.
Yeah, get beheaded.
Let Obama put some boots on the ground, but I got the idea here. I can't tell you.
Shit.
I can't tell you.
No reality show hosts should be president or should be allowed to run for anything. Fuck that.
I'll tell you what, because
we need all the help we can get. We need a dialogue on this.
If I run and if I win, I don't want the enemy to know what I'm doing. I don't want the enemy to know what I'm doing. Unfortunately, I'll probably have to tell at some point.
Oh, God damn it. I'll probably have to tell someone how I saved the planet.
That is rich.
I'm going to get waterboarded during the debates, and I'm going to be forced to tell how I have to save.
The other Republicans got to be looking at him and be like, no, don't invite him.
He
no,
might make don't it, though. Out. If they
don't,
do
don't
that.
Don't let him through the door. No. Oh, no, we look like idiots. It's 2012 all over again.
And he knows it. He knows he's not going to run the whole race. He's just trying to boost ratings for Donald.
Oh, yeah.
But he knows that if he officially enters... A little bit, if he just, you know, lubes up and sticks the tip in.
A little tease.
That he can make it to the first debate on name recognition alone.
Yeah.
Because they're going by, the top 10 in polls at the time or whatever.
I would like to think that he wouldn't be in the top 10 of polls.
He's in one of those at 10%.
I would like to think that Donald Trump is going to find his way into the debates. Right?
I like that.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's
how
what
much that
fun is that?
He's going to bring ISIS to the negotiating table. ISIS, who basically, I mean, you got to be impressed with their just pure nihilism. Like, we're going to kill everyone. That is our theory. We're just going to kill everyone. And Donald Trump, who has no foreign policy experience, is like, I know what I can get them to talk.
I can talk to these guys.
I can totally
He's
talk to these guys.
I'm going
to
take them to Vegas.
Yeah, we're going
to
play some slots and then get some hookers right. and do some blow. And then they're going to be like, you know what?
I'm going to give them 72 virgins right here on Earth. If he takes them to the Mirage, they're going to have to check their sabers.
We're going to have it
he
in Texas.
Bring
we're going
to
let them all be armed.
He can't bring them to his casinos in Atlantic City. I think those all went belly up.
I believe
up.
Those don't say Trump anymore. Yeah. He's got that new one in Chicago where he snuck that the giant sign.
Yeah, he's
that?
A weird, oddly not successful, right? Like, I think Apprentice is basically propping up the rest of his empire.
Right.
But there is a method of defeating them quickly and effectively and having total victory. I don't want to be Obama where he goes and goes on television to explain exactly when we're going to attack a certain city, what we're going to do, what hour we're going to be using for the attack, how many men are going in. I don't want to do that.
And we're not telegraphing where the men are going in. What Donald is saying is that
yeah.
Obama is, I guess, what? Are we putting out memos?
Yeah,
hey, we're going to attack Ramadi today. Hey,
listen
we're
to his corporate speech, too.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, no one ever wants to discuss these things. But, like, I mean, ISIS is a... It's just going to fester. That whole thing is just going to fester.
Yeah. You
and it has for, like, you know, a couple thousand years.
There's well, yeah, but I mean, this new ISIS and the new instability in the Middle East, it's just going to fester. All these conflicts that you see in the world, no one has the balls or the willpower to deal with them, and so it's just going to sit there and just...
What about Netanyahu?
Well, Saudi Arabia, with the fourth largest military budget on the planet, could, you know,
maybe step up a little bit since it's in their backyard.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they are. Saudi Arabia does a lot. I mean, if they're bombing all over Yemen, and they're sending money into Syria, and they're I think they're bombing. I know Jordan is, right? It's just no one has the balls to put in the 100,000 troops that's going to take to defeat them. So this mess is welcome to the new normal. This is
how
this
would you defeat ISIS?
It's just going to take a lot of troops.
Right.
It's gonna take a boatload of troops and a lot of
or you accept leveling an entire town of collateral damage.
Right, which we don't do anymore.
Right.
Which we don't
say we don't do anymore.
And so it's just gonna sit there. Unfortunately, it is just gonna sit there.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS and Yemen and Libya and I mean even conflicts with like Russia. It's just gonna sit there. I'm sorry, but no one's gonna solve these things.
Wow.
Because, you know, the late, great General Douglas MacArthur and General Patton, they're spinning in their grave when they hear...
Douglas MacArthur and Patton are spinning in their graves.
You know when he said that, I just picture... You remember that? I love that move that Curly used to do in The Three Stooges, where he would lay on the ground. He would lay on the ground on one shoulder and spin around.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best.
What we do, how we announce exactly what we're going to do, and how we're going to do it. If I run, and if I win, I don't want the enemy to know what I'm going
to
do.
I don't want the enemy to know what I'm going to do.
So how are we supposed to know anything about his foreign policy before we vote for this?
Foreign policy, I can't tell you about it. Well, but I also got a really good idea.
He also at one point says, no, this isn't what everybody thinks it might be.
Well, we don't even know,
like,
dude.
He's not going to nuke it like that one asshole from Arkansas. Remember that state senator that we played a clip from? It was like, I would solve ISIS. All we got to do is some tactical nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that's always a good answer. Tactical nukes. There's no,
that's how you solve it right like that.
No fallout. No collateral damage.
Hundreds of thousands of children.
What do you think would happen in L.A. if they just did one of those drone bombing runs that goes on in the Middle East that Obama orders all the time? If that happened in Hollywood, I mean, what do you think that would be like?
Well,
it would be insane.
What are they bombing?
I don't know.
It depends on what they're bombing.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a little bit of the Donald who might be jumping into the clown car. I've got one more.
Sweet. It makes me nuts to hear people talk about shit exploding when they live in America. Like, we don't really know what it's like to have our neighborhood bombed.
Right.
We don't know what that's like. Tactical nuke.
This Fuck one, I have a clip. This is, this is going to be a tie-in. Not only is it part of the clown car, but this is also a Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
Yes, it's our regular segment, a Glenn Beck moment, ladies and gentlemen. The host, the Uber Poobah of the Blaze Network, formerly of Fox News.
Billionaire.
And
is he rich?
Billionaire.
Oh, stupid rich.
Are you familiar with his fashion line, 1791?
1791 jeans?
Does.
What?
He has a fashion line. How much are those jeans?
Like $175 or something like that.
They're called, his brand is 1791. Why is that date significant?
It's when the Constitution was ratified, Ryan.
Oh, shit.
Know. Something like that.
Right.
1791 supply, Glenn Beck. 1791 company. You can get a canvas tote for $50. You can get a banner that says Liberty or Death for $20. You can also get a $195 knife.
Ooh.
You can get some pomade for your hair for $24.
This is nice.
Merchandising.
I got some beard oil.
There's a 1791 wool plaid flannel shirt, ladies and gentlemen, in red, comfortable, machine washable, comes in many sizes, $96.
Holy shit.
Jeez.
So this is
he makes money hand over fist.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially once he left Fox and just started his own network. Tens of millions of dollars a year.
He's out of hats.
You'll be sad to know.
Oh, what's he wearing today?
This clip from today.
Yes.
It's pretty dapper, Glenn. He's got a white button down on, although it's unbuttoned. He's got a white t-shirt under it. Mm. But he's got a sport jacket on, unusually. Okay. And a pocket square.
No. Oh.
And he's wearing his horn rim glasses, not the little round John Lennon-y ones.
What so a dandy.
He's quite a fashion statement.
Yes.
Diana
Does
Ross.
Does he have a wallet chain?
Right wing nut jobbery, huh?
I mean, that's just. I mean, they do love capitalism. That's just pure exploitation. I'm Glenn Beck. Someone's going to wear the clothes that I endorse.
Right.
My clothes. That's his clothes.
It's his brand.
Right. It's the brand that he attached his name to.
So, oh, no. He makes those. He designs all those. Okay.
There's some Chinese kids who are doing some sewing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And
Bangladesh.
The designers, some just got attached to him. I mean, great for that person, but.
Although, knowing Glenn, he might be like, everything's 100% made in America.
Right.
Well, that could be why it's so expensive.
Well, we got some brown kids down in Laredo.
Well, but if it's in Texas, what's the minimum wage in Texas? Like
$3? Right. You have to pay them.
Oh, right.
$3 an hour to let them work.
I think in Texas,
you work for them.
You can still have slaves.
Here's Glenn Beck talking about what's going on down in the sovereign state of Texas. This is one of his ninnies, one of his two.
His minions.
It's Glenn. It's some other guy, puppets. And then I know the other guy with the real deep voice, the guy who talks like this.
He's a little dipshit.
His name is Pat, only because
right.
That's my name. It's the only reason I remember. Oh, my God. So he's saying, well, look, they're saying that the drought that we had for all these years in Texas, that was the fault of global warming. And now those dumb libtard science lovers are saying that the flood is because of global warming, which isn't. It can't be flood or a drought. Dumb libtard.
They're both a climate, you goddamn idiots.
Yeah.
This is the brains that are being displayed.
And it's only going to get worse in Texas.
Climate change. This is like that fuckhead Inhofe waving that goddamn football around on the Senate floor.
Snowball.
Not football. Snowball.
Right.
Waving that fucking snowball in January.
Ugh.
Oh, it's supposed to be global warming. Look what I got here.
It's the worst.
It's in fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
To international embarrassment that this country is dragging its balls.
What else does he say?
On climate change. That's Glenn saying, it's definitely over. That drought's gone.
We're way out of that drought. Really.
Glenn Blankbeck has total got science credentials.
Oh, yeah, he used to do a morning zoo, you know. He's quite qualified.
He's a DJ.
Right.
A fucking DJ. He's going to talk about the environment.
Up in Idaho this last weekend, and it was a sloppy mess up there. And they had just 5 weeks ago, they had a fast for rain because they were in a drought.
So 5 weeks ago they had a drought and then they had a fast.
How's that work? That's weird.
You
science.
Don't eat,
and then that creates precipitation.
I don't think these people understand causality.
And it started raining 5 weeks ago.
That's interesting. Didn't
stop.
Because if Rick Perry announces that he's running for president, which is expected, of course, he, in 2012, I think it was, or 2011, was praying for rain here. Will he get blamed for the success of the rain and the flooding?
Because Rick Perry, during the drought, was praying to Jesus for rain.
He's an effective prayer guy.
Is he going to get blamed for the drought or for the torrential downpours now?
Yes. Absolutely.
I can't believe that people who think you can solve our nation's problems and the world's problems by prayer are viable candidates.
Right.
George Bush said God told them Saddam had weapons of mass destruction.
People on Periscope are asking that Rosenberg burns in hell for that last comment. I'm just kidding.
Oh, well.
We started
one
ending
of the nicer things we may have heard on Periscope.
That's true.
The success of the rain and the flooding.
That we started ending that drought with that fast. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And he was mocked for it anyway.
He was mocked for it, and he went ahead and did it. And that was the beginning of the end of the drought.
What an asshole.
We were mocked for that fast that we were having for the drought. And guess what?
That drought went away.
You just don't. It's like in the 200 years ago, what they thought was science to get rid of. Well, if we bleed them, we'll totally cure their disease.
Right, right. Hand me a leech. I've got the flu.
That totally makes sense.
Right.
I mean, we started having rain right after that, and this state was a desert.
So God, they're attributing Rick Perry's and their prayer circles and the fast that they had because, you know, when God is either starving you or parching you of water or burying you neck deep in a torrent, nothing is going to stop him like you
praying,
swearing off Twinkies for a week.
God, what a horrible God. Think about that. I mean, you have to fast to get rain so you have water to drink so you don't die.
I'm not going to listen to science, but that guy did say a bunch of words that I totally agree with. Right. And so as a result, the drought ended.
Oh, my God.
Your science is crazy. Learning's crazy. But also, what do you got, cancer? Come here. I got something for you. I got a leech. Come here. I can totally take care of that for you.
Yeah. One more of the ninnies. This one is really one of the more heinous ninnies.
Rick Santorum still running.
Yeah, who always running has joined in.
Got to keep running.
You know, wants to make sure you can't watch porn or you know touch the wee-wee or something.
He won Iowa last time, right?
Yep. He was one of the ones. Depending on what day it was.
Choice. He was the last remaining candidate to Mitt.
Yeah, he was the runner up to Mitt.
Yeah.
What shit, man? What if it's Santorum running against Hillary?
The runner up to Mitt, which this
or Bernie,
that should cause a absolute terror in the streets.
That is terrible. That makes me just. We should let Idaho and Texas secede. Have a ball.
Idaho.
Yeah, Iowa. I'm sorry, Iowa, not Idaho. Yeah, well, I'm sorry,
King,
guys.
Thanks for Steve King.
Yeah.
So Rick Santorum, you know, he is uber Catholic also. So he's one of these like, Jindal or like, Brownstein in Kansas, yeah. Who is maybe having issues with Il Papa.
Oh, the Pope.
With our new, Popey Dopey, who is saying some shit, though it would be nice if he said some shit that, you know, was... Like, you guys can wear condoms. That would be really cool.
Right.
But he's, you know, I guess we can't complain too much. But he's coming out saying that, you know, we got global warming, it's our fault. We got to keep an eye on it, that it's a sin against God if we don't do something about it.
Wow, global warming is a sin. I'd be so...
Well, not doing anything about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be interesting if the Christians over here would adopt that.
Ha 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 ha. And then that whole... helping out the poor bullshit that Pope is coming up with.
Jesus did say that you should just love the rich people. That's really...
Exactly.
Right. Pretty sure Jesus would totally endorse trickle-down economics.
Right. And fracking.
I am a Jew, but I'm pretty sure he'd be like, you know what, give more money to that guy who's already got two mansions.
Right.
That's how we're going to solve things.
Give him a tax break.
But that's what I don't understand is even from... If you try to somehow... Like a scab ripped Jesus out of the whole equation, which is hard.
How dare you?
Even logically, how could you think that by giving all that money to a small group of people that have all the money, that it's going to somehow rain down upon other people?
They'll do the right thing.
Right.
You
need to give it to the
Senator
creators.
Rick Santorum joins us on Talk Radio 1210.
Yeah, what kind of fucking... fairyland do people live in? Those libertarians especially, they're out of their fucking minds.
Well, they're just waiting for the end of the world when they can hunker down in their bunker, you know, surrounded by barbed wire with their fucking guns and their powdered milk.
What does Santorum have to say?
Santorum is claiming that it is the liberal media, of course.
That's us.
That is misrepresenting the Pope.
Oh, I'm sorry. We apologize.
Apparently by printing... what he fucking says.
Right.
That it's they're misrepresenting him as less conservative than he really is. Quote, he's someone who is as committed to the nuclear family as I am. I'm wearing my sweater vest.
Yeah. You're going to need who gives a shit about the nuclear family?
He says, I'm a huge fan of his and his focus on making sure that we have a healthier society. You know, there's a however,
yes,
coming in here somewhere. I understand and I sympathize and I support completely the Pope's call for us to do more to create opportunities for people to be able to rise in society and care for the poor.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Now, when asked about climate, however, well, the church has gotten it wrong a few times on science. So he's whipping out like some Galileo shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The church was wrong when they said, you know, the sun doesn't revolve around us.
The earth is flat. If not, I'm going to put you to the thumb screws.
What conservatives are really the ones who are just, no, your science does not agree with our doctrine, so we will not accept your science.
Right. Well, it's the whole Ken Ham theory that asshole from the Creation Museum in Kentucky, who I just read something the other day. He was. Had some debate that he was claiming he won just by invoking the Bible and saying that the evidence, you are wrong because in, you know, Ezekiel 64.
Bullshit, like a 69.
What you're saying and what we've just witnessed happen can't happen. Therefore, that's wrong.
I mean,
they're taking the book first. And he even talks about his, quote, scientists. There's plenty of scientists. Oh, wait, he's from Australia. There's plenty of scientists that have...
right.
That are on our side that believe in the 6,000-year-old Earth.
Oh, Jesus.
Who? Who? And, who would they be?
And, but he says that they approach science first through the lens of a book that's, you know, been assembled over thousands of years.
Right.
It started with goat herders in the Middle East.
That has about as much, is an authority on science as Harry Potter is.
Right.
I do like Harry Potter, though.
Possibly less. Harry Potter is modern. They have electricity.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I do like electricity.
Right.
It's what's powering these Tandy 5000s that are supplying.
These Commodore C64s that are running crab diving.
What is a Tandy 5000?
It's an old computer.
It's around the contemporary of the C64. So he says that the Santorum, the church has gotten it wrong a few times on science, and I think that we probably are better off leaving science to the scientists.
Yeah, that's what we want you to do.
Right. That's the point, yes!
Instead, the church should focus, quote, on what we're really good at. Sticking our penises in little boys and covering it up. Oh, no. I mean, on what we're really good at, which is theology and morality.
Right. Why don't you give some money to the fucking poor? And since you guys all don't have to pay property tax, why don't you open up your doors at night and let these homeless people sleep there? Right?
Oh, absolutely. Walk it back. We were downtown not that long ago. Long walk from downtown. Walk through
a MacArthur
not the greatest
Park.
Areas. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are making good choices.
And there's people.
Is that at night?
We are people of the people.
Trying to score some crack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had to pick up some blow. But there was like a couple that was like camped out. They had a little fucking camp stove that they were trying to get going.
Yeah, ridiculous.
It's utterly ridiculous. Meanwhile, nearby, 20 churches. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting some sort of religious
institution. Well, yeah, but
here.
I mean, lots of churches do lots of things for the poor.
Well, right. Do more.
Yeah.
yes, but lots of churches and synagogues do lots of things.
How about the government doing it? How about us doing it? I would rather my tax money go to help that person have a bed for the night than to some...
LA spends some huge amount on the homeless and admitted recently, we have no idea what we're doing here.
Right. Although they just did start finding out that maybe it does help to actually give them a place to sleep. There's a new initiative where they're putting up big-time housing over by the veterans campus.
Oh, and
over
West LA?
By UCLA West, and shit.
Really?
Yeah. And the money's been slated already. They're going to put up like a big homeless housing.
That's a great idea because then you can especially put all these social services, you can centralize it, put them in the same fucking place.
Well, right. Right.
And get people care and aid or whatever.
Our current social betters over in the Norwegian areas and places like that,
Borski,
where they've decriminalized homelessness, which is bullshit. I mean, here people, I saw a story today. Some woman is being fined for feeding homeless people.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
And there was a guy in Florida, a pastor, who kept getting arrested because he would go to the park and hand out food to the homeless
people. We demonize homeless people, and we really do. When there's any flat surface next to a building, remember all those little spiky things?
Yeah.
Can't sit down.
Right. Now, Santorum is claiming that he thinks that the church should stay out of controversial political and scientific theories.
Except for the ones that agree with him.
Well, except if there's a vagina in
it. Right. We want to be in charge of that vagina. That's ours.
I want to be in charge of that vagina.
He says...
323-601 lives. If you have a vagina that you would like Rosenberg to be...
in charge of.
Right.
Or rent for...
I could rent it with my wiener.
And
I will paint you in wiener juice.
Santorum finishes up. I've said this to the bishops many times when they get involved in agriculture policy. What are the bishops getting involved in agriculture policy?
Probably very complicated. The farm bill is very complicated. They probably are piping in.
Right.
Or things like that that are really outside the scope of what the church's main
The bishops should stick to what they know. Wiener juice.
That's right. What I know.
Yeah, go to poor areas and tell the people that they have to convert or you're not going to give them food.
No wiener juice for you.
I'll give you wiener juice.
Go to the...
Why aren't we getting phone calls for this?
Yeah, suddenly...
It's weird.
Suddenly our hearts are off the chart on the Periscope.
Oh, yeah.
Now that we're talking about wiener juice. Yeah, don't forget you can get a Leatherhead Naismith-style old-time lace-up basketball on the Glenn Beck website.
Jeez. A basket?
Merchandising.
$180.
A basketball?
Yeah. A basketball. An old-time one that's laced up.
Oh, like, from the good old days.
The good old days when they would have children working only in white factories people. Here in America.
Oh, only white people were allowed to play basketball.
When it was truly free. Back in the day.
Right. We missed it.
So, yeah, Glenn Beck's 1791. You can also pick up a fetching 1791... style. I mean, that's the brand. Yeah. Cerulean blue slip dress.
What? Is that a color?
Yeah. For $105.
That's a weird choice.
Cerulean.
A woman who's wearing Glenn Beck's clothing.
There you go. Blue
dress. Who are you wearing tonight? Oh, I'm wearing Glenn Beck. Made from the best stuff of 1791.
Could you imagine?
And it's blue so we can recreate a Clinton scene.
Some actress said that on the red carpet. What are you wearing, Angelina Jolie?
Beck.
Back 1791.
1791 women's skinny leg dark rinse denim jeans.
Oh geez, he's just going hardcore. I mean,
$150.
At least he's true. At least jeans. It's true to the conservative principles. Just I gotta monetize this any way I can, so I'm gonna make dresses.
Right,
gouge the fuck out of people too. He's not. It's not.
I mean, the worst I always find is Alex Jones, who scares people into thinking the world's about to end. And then sells them products just to, so that they can survive that.
Jim Baker. We played clips last week. Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this great pearl of wisdom that we drop for you 5 times a week. Or episodes of other stuff that's here on the network. We got a bunch of shows that
drops.
Fly around for you.
Download the Rosenberg episode.
But we played clips from Jim Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly of PTL Club and formerly of Jail.
Do you remember Jim Baker?
Yeah, he had
Jim and
sex
Tammy
scandals.
Faye Baker. Right? He had a sex scandal with his secretary,
yes.
Jessica Hahn, at the time. And then he also went to jail for shenanigans with the money.
Yeah.
Fleecing people. And they had a PTL theme park.
Sure.
That they sucked all the money out of.
He got in trouble with his wiener juice.
Yeah, he went to jail. He got out and... You know, the Lord has forgiven him.
No. Oh, that's a relief.
So he's back on the internet, and he's got his own station. He's got his own website.
Well, I
got
to make money.
He's selling freeze-dried desserts.
He sells freeze-dried food for the end time.
Ah, oh, nice. I love astronaut ice cream. That's delicious.
Yeah, he had Rick Wiles, one of the heinous Christo dickwads.
Horrible.
That we always
shithead
play here on... Where's my Rick Wiles clip?
Is your gay god going to come, and save you?
Oh,
yes.
He has Rick Wiles. He had Rick Wiles on, and they were talking about, you know, Jesus and everything, and then how the shit's hitting the fan here in America because the homosexuals are going to be able to marry each other, and Caitlyn Jenner is going to walk into the bathroom.
30,000 people are going to get married, and it's going to doom the country.
And since the end times are coming, make sure that you go to jimbaker.com, and you can order yourself 3 years of freeze-dried desserts. It's just $1,099. That's what it sounds like now on Jim Baker. Oh,
but
he's literally going from that to that.
If you his food is a good deal. If you think about how much per meal he charges.
Beans. It's dried beans in 40-gallon jugs.
I do need 40 gallons of beans.
For the end times when Jesus comes and cock slaps all the unbelievers. But then again, yes. When Jesus comes.
Right.
Aren't they getting sucked up? Isn't that the rapture-y thing?
They're not going to need their freeze-dried shit.
Right. We need the rapture. Ooh, Kate, are you okay? We need the rapture-y stuff.
Yeah.
We need the supplies.
Right.
Well, for the post-rapture.
I don't know the full eschatology of it, but, you know, I think the world ends, and then there's the rapture, and then you got to survive it. And so you're going to need some beans.
Yes, according to your eschatology.
I know words. I think that was the right word.
That's how you. That's how you cook snails.
Right.
Escargot.
I got it. With your dog.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are about ready to wrap this bullshit.
Let's talk about my butt some more and where I put it.
Thanks for joining us.
Wanted to talk about my wiener
on Crab Diving Live. We are going to be back tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Pacific. Lesser guest who doesn't have an awesome butt that makes poop like mine does.
That's true.
From 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, you can download us as a podcast after every show. Go to crabdiving.com.
Hi, poor goat herders in Pakistan.
Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Don't forget, you can also follow us on all the social media stuff. Go to crabdiving.com over there on the left.
And
on
Friendster.
Blue buttons. Click them. Touch
my
them. Use whatever body part you want.
Put your wiener in my buttons.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter at RatedRComedy. Go to find out where he's going to be doing some comedy at RatedRComedy.com.
At my house, because I tied him up there. And that's where he lives now.
follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And, how do you spell that? V-I-A-L-L, little bottle, extra L. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, you're not going to plug my Twitter.
Yeah, we are. You shut the fuck up.
Follow David Rosenberg on Twitter at RosiePigs.
At Rosie Pigs or on the Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. It's a thing that people use.
And, go see Rosenberg's comedy.
Yeah, you should see me. I think I'm
Something coming up.
I'm at the Boiler Room. I think it's in Costa Mesa tonight at 9.
Oh wow!
And then I'm in Fresno this weekend.
Look at you.
Couple places.
There you go. Go on the Twitter or go on Facebook.
I can be naked Rosie in your Pigs. House if you want to, and I will tell you jokes with my wiener.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Make squeeze. Bye, chicken. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.